friend Rebecca here today. And I asked Rebecca to come on because a couple of weeks ago, we did an episode on media consumption, consumption of information. It is something that I have been thinking about a lot over the last several years. I know that I feel and see a difference in myself based on what I'm choosing to consume with social media, even with television, all of that. So naturally, as a parent, I know a lot of people listening are parents as well. I started to think about our kids and what they're consuming. So my friend Rebecca, she has, she was posting some things last summer, I believe, is when she started posting about really minimizing, almost eliminating screen time with her children. So I'm going to have her share a little bit about that, and then I'll ask some questions. I'm kind of selfishly chatting with Rebecca because I would like to make some changes with screen time with my own kids as well. So no matter where you're at with screen time, no guilt, no shame zone, but I thought it would be valuable to have Rebecca on to share some of her experiences. So Rebecca, could you start off just introducing yourself, telling a little bit about who you are and how many kids you have, all that good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Rebecca and I am mostly a stay-at-home mom. I was a dental hygienist for many years and I still do that randomly at the office I used to work at, but mostly I'm home with four kids and we're homeschooling for the first time this year. And so that's been kind of a new journey. And then adding the whole minimized screen time, we really had to be creative this winter.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so inspired by what I see you post on Instagram with your kids. I'm curious, can you point to a specific experience or moment or event that really put you in this space of, I want to make these changes with screen time with my kids?
So it's really kind of a funny story of how we started. We have three boys and then we have a little girl, but our three boys are very active, wild boys, love sports. I don't have a whole lot of rules when it comes to things in the house, that kind of thing. So anyway, long story short, at some point our TV, our main big TV broke and, you know, the kids were like devastated about this. And I had been really, we really didn't let them have, they didn't have, little handheld iPads or games or anything like that. So they didn't really have that type of screen, but we did, they would want to watch, sports on YouTube or, Disney or, whatever, that kind of thing. And so it was just kind of like, I was ready to be done with screens, but we almost needed that to happen, Now you guys broke the TV, and we're not going to replace it. Kind of a thing. We have another TV in the basement, but kind of our main TV. And so that's kind of what started it. But I would notice with my kids that when they would get some, iPad time or they'd get some TV time, that when it came time to be done, there would be major attitude issues. Or if they had some time, even if it was just like a great learning game, but when it was time to be done, it was like just the attitudes were just, like they just maybe weren't mature enough or ready to handle that. And then the other thing that always was kind of frustrating was the asking every 5 minutes, can I play on the iPad? Can I watch a show? Can I, every few minutes? And so the TV breaking was kind of just like a good time to be like, we're going to do kind of no screens. And this was right around, I want to say spring, like maybe right before school was getting ready to be done. And so I had two at home and I had two that were at school. And so we just kind of said, for this summer, we're going to pretty much eliminate screens. There'll be like, we have a family movie night or something like that. We'll do that. But during the day, like, don't even waste your time asking because we're not going to do it. Go find things to do. And that's just kind of how it started. So it was kind of a funny thing. I wanted to kind of be done with it, but that was just kind of, motivated us to make it happen. Okay. Here's our chance.
Yeah. I actually love that. That's the story of how it started. Cause I think we can all relate to that. Like it might take something drastic. Yeah. So if you're listening and you're not sure how to get there, just
have your kids break the TV.
Yeah. That's awesome. You mentioned the constant asking. I definitely experienced that. I have three boys, 9, 7, and my youngest will be 5 on Monday. And it seems like the minute we walk in, they do their home after school, they do their homework. And then the first question is either, can I play my Switch? They have little Nintendo Switches, or can I watch TV? It's the very first question. And what I've noticed is, if I'm disciplined with myself, because let's be real, it starts with me being disciplined and just say no, it doesn't take very long and they'll find something to do, something yes. fun. They'll, you know, they'll go downstairs. I'll hear them doing pretend play or having little, you know, stick sword fights in the backyard, that like they'll find something to do. And I know you've posted some about that as well, and just how the creativity seems to really blossom when that option of screen time isn't the first thing that they go to.
Yeah, that to me, I think, was the most enjoyable part of it. You know, to start out, it was definitely, they were not real thrilled with it. And, you know, we had some issues with just attitudes because they were, you know, annoyed with it. But then once they just kind of realized it was pointless to ask because we weren't going to say yes, that they just started to get more creative with playing together, you know, like actually really interacting together. The other thing that I noticed, we've always done in the summertime around kind of nap time, I would say we need an hour of like reading time. So we, you know, would always go every week to the library and do like the summer reading program and stuff, but I would just make the kids have an hour of reading just to give some quiet, you know? And so I felt like the reading picked up like a ton, because, you know, but when there wasn't TV to watch, they would be reading. And so my second son, actually, he would be walking around the house cleaning, like helping us clean, but he'd have a book in his hand. I mean, they just found to where they really love to read. And so that was kind of a cool, I don't know, cool bonus, because they didn't have the option of screens. So they had to come up with some other things to do. And so it's been fun to see them kind of pick up that love of reading that I don't know that they would have, you know. It would have just been easier for them just to play a game on the iPad or watch, you know, a show or something like that. So that's been kind of cool. And just too, I mean, just watching them play together, for sure they fight and all the things that, that siblings do. So we have some of that, definitely. But just to see them be creative and coming up with, my kids love Dude Perfect because they're big into sports. And so they would come up with these in the yard, these all sports battles on their own, you know, and they'd like all be a big group. And even with their little sister, who, you know, she was just 2 last year, would, you know, toddle around with them around the yard. And anyway, it was just so special to see that, that they could be so creative and just like be kids. You know, I feel like so much these days, kids miss out on a lot of that, you know, that kind of childhood where you just have to come up, you know, use your imagination and come up with things to do. And so it's fun to see that. And it's been cool to see the relationships, I think, kind of grow closer, you know, through that. So,
yeah. So it sounds like it's really the absence of screen time opens up all of this time for all of these other good things that are so important for everything from like family dynamics and relationships to creativity, growth and development. If we are modeling being attached to a screen, I think that has such an impact on their tendencies as well.
I think definitely. And you know what? It's been good. I think it's been good for me. And they still will even kind of catch me and be like, oh, so we're not allowed to, you know, be on, and you're on your phone right now or whatever. And so it's been kind of a good, for me, I've picked up reading more or listening to podcasts or audiobooks or, you know, doing other things that, you know, maybe during my downtime or whatever, I would just sit and scroll. And I still do some of that, but you know, I just feel like it's been good for all of us. It's been a good thing for all of us. And I do love it that they totally are on me. So that's good.
Yeah. Kids are the best at holding us accountable, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly
good. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear, Rebecca, if there are moms listening, and again, everyone's at different places. You might be listening and your kids have a lot of screen time, and you might, you know, your kids might not do a lot of screen time. So no matter where you're at, just something to think about, something to think about if there's an adjustment that you need to make. But if someone's listening, Rebecca, and they are just really wanting to decrease screen time a lot with their children, tactically, where would you recommend they start aside from like breaking the TV?
right. Yeah, that's probably not the cheapest way to do it. You know, I have some friends that, which I think is a great way to go about it. I have some friends that do like, you know, not until a certain time during the day. And you have to maybe accomplish a couple, you know, certain things. You have to have read for an hour and, you know, done a chore, you know, almost to like earn that time. So it's not something that they wake up and that's the first thing they're asking for. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a great way to kind of ease your kids into it and really just sitting down and having like a family discussion about it, you know, and maybe coming to like a compromise, like, hey, you know, we feel like we want, you know, we'd like to minimize this. What do you guys think, you know, is what do you think would be a fair amount of time? Or, you know what I mean? Just really mm-hmm. actually talking together and letting them be in on the discussion of it. We kind of told our kids what was going to happen, but I think that that is a good place to start, especially if your kids do already have a lot of screen time and have a lot of freedom when it comes to that. If you're wanting to make a change, making them feel like they are included and they have a little bit of a say, I feel like that helps, you know, gives mm-hmm. them some ownership too.
That's good advice. Feels really practical. I love what you said about making it kind of a family discussion and talking about the why.
Yeah,
there's all of these beautiful benefits that you described with family time. And I find they don't miss it as much as maybe they think they would. Like my husband and I are always so shocked that like, okay, they were begging for TV. Like their day would be ruined if they didn't get to watch a certain, you know, show. And then when they realize they can't, it's just a couple of minutes and they're off yeah. doing something else and they're having a great time. So I think that's part of it too, realizing it's not that big of a deal.
Yes, I think so too. And I felt like, you know, if you can, I always kind of encourage my friends, you know, if you can just like push through that like first couple days of like the shock to their system where they're whining and like, you know, oh, I'm so bored, you know, if you can push past that, they really start to figure out what else to do, you know, or even to just suggest like, okay, well, we're not going to do screens, but like, give them some things like you've got Legos or go build, you know, we've got blocks or, you know, just to kind of help spur, you know, some ideas or something, kind of spark some ideas. I feel like that does help. And then they do just kind of take off with it and they just figure it out. They yeah. do.
Oh, that's great. So what does screen time look like for you all now in your household? Is it none? Is it some with limits? Like what is the new structure look like after getting over that initial hump?
It's not none. So it's not none, but I would say it's pretty minimal. Since we've been homeschooling, that has been a little different. They do Duolingo on the iPad mm-hmm. and my kindergartner, he like wants to do Duolingo all day, you know, cause it's like a screen and it's a game. And so, you know, so we have a little compromise on that of, okay, you can, you know, you spend 15 minutes or whatever doing that. So we do some, but they just know it's not something that's expected that they're going to get to do every day. So, we're big into sports. So, you know, March Madness was just going on. So there was definitely a lot more screen mm-hmm. time then cause they wanted to watch some basketball games. But yeah, most of the time it's going to be a family thing. You know, like last night, the boys watched a baseball movie with their dad down in the basement, before bed. And so it's more, we try to make it more some together time. The mm-hmm. other thing that, I am noticing as my kids are getting a little bit older is the winter months are a little bit harder to have friends over because we don't have as much to do maybe inside as they're getting a little bit older and they're used to going over to their friends' houses and playing, you know, Xbox or, you know, something like that. And so I've definitely let them watch a little more Dude Perfect when they've had a friend over or, you know, something to kind of do a compromise on that. But really for the most part, they know that they got to go find something to do. And then if I'm going to let them, I'll suggest it or they can maybe ask, but they generally are okay when I say no, like, no, we're not, you know, now that kind of a thing. So it's not none. I don't think we could completely give it up. Because it is still, you know, there are things that we like to watch and do together as a family, but it's just not that constant asking all day long. You know, they just kind of know that it's more of a special thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like you're very discerning about kind of how that time is used too. So I'm glad you mentioned like the Duolingo because we've really enjoyed, some of the learning apps and things. I mean, my kids have learned a good deal out of some of the good learning resources that are out there. And you mentioned like watching a baseball movie with their dad. Like we like to watch cooking shows, cooking competitions
yes.
together.
Yes.
So like finding, you know, is it rooted in like this shared experience as a family or in learning or in, you know, like nurturing a hobby or an interest that they have,
yes.
like really looking at kind of what's going on underneath the surface rather than just screen time or no. I think that's a really good way to look at it, not only how much, but also Absolutely. What are we doing?
Because we have found with homeschooling, I mean, the kids kind of got big into wanting to like learn about ancient Egypt. And so like we have found some just really cool documentaries and, you know, so there is so much good out there, but it just was good for us to reel in all of that excess, just sitting in front of a screen to sit in front of a screen. You know what I mean? That it really, there is more of a purpose to it. Yeah. And of course there still are some fun movie nights or whatever, but for the most part, we try to make it, I like how, like what you said, more of an experience or, you know, to do something together, and learn something or whatever. So,
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit about your experience with that. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with folks about what you've experienced, kind of how you got to where you're at, or just tips to share?
I would just say, I mean, just give it a try. I think that you'll be shocked. I think you'll be shocked at how much your kids really can be bored and figure it out, you know, and get creative and they'll thank you for it. My kids, you know, they joke sometimes like, oh, there was a new kid at church and they don't do screens either. My one son said, which I just cracked up. So, you know, we do kind of, you know, laugh and joke about it, but they love it because they've made so many good memories playing together and doing creative things with their friends. So I don't know. I think kids can do it. Kids can do it. It's just more us being able to kind of put our foot down and you don't have to eliminate it all, but you know, just to help minimize some of it so that you give them that chance and that opportunity to be bored. I think it's good for them and good for us. It keeps me accountable as well. So
Good. Well, thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for being willing to share with everyone your experience. That was really helpful. And this has been fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much.